All right, cool. I'm DJ Jazzy J. I'm in here with Billy Justice and the Blues Initiative. We're going to do a quick interview session. We're going to start with Billy. Billy, you came in from Bristol today. You know, that's a long way to come just to be on the air. We're so happy to have you here. Is this your first time on the air like this?
Yeah, it is the first time I've ever done anything like this, ever.
Well, that's cool, man. So, I don't know if you plan on going on the air more, but I know you plan on doing a few more live shows coming up soon. And have you done any in the past?
Yeah, I've got grateful for a lot of bands that'll let me sit in, like the Blues Drivers. And then Billy Crawford is always, he kind of started all this, who's who I started with. He started me on loading sound equipment and everything, and then eventually setting in. And it's been very good for me. I'm very grateful for it.
So how'd you start with Billy Crawford?
My dad knows his brother, and then it was kind of like a Christmas present. I'd seen him play before, and it was like, you know, go see him and talk to him, and it was like, I don't know, it was kind of like meeting an idol, I guess. But then he was like, you know, we always need help with gear because old Fenders are heavy. So that's kind of how it started.
Well, that's cool. So it sounds like you didn't initially, your initial goal wasn't to get out there and learn guitar and learn to play the blues. It was...
No, I've only been playing 1.5 years, almost 2 years.
Really?
I've started pretty fresh, yeah.
Man, that's awesome. You were great.
Well, thank you. I put a lot of time into it. I'm grateful for a lot of time in the evenings after school and then skipping school like today and stuff like that.
Well, do you have any inspirations you want to talk about?
I guess just everything I've ever heard, good and bad. You know, if it's bad, I try to stay away from it. Try not to play like it. And then the Three Kings, Albert Beebe, Albert Collins, Jimi Hendrix is a big inspiration. Then I like guys like D'Angelo and Eddie Hazel and Miles Davis just because he's cool. And then these guys that I play with.
That's awesome, man. So, trunk stop.
Oh, what? Leaving trunk.
Leaving Trunk, there we go. I can't read my own handwriting. Your solo on that was amazing. I did not expect that out of you. And from the other room, it sounded alive, and I was kind of thought it was. Is that a cat in there? What's going on? That sounds so cool. That sounds so alive. You know, what made you want to do that solo?
I don't know. They just looked at me, so I started playing, and then
he was very excited when I suggested that one because I don't know, he has good taste. I feel it's been kind of my theme song. I just love it more than just about anything for some reason, and I've been playing it. Stacy's been playing it. We've been playing it for years.
His attack is amazing.
Yeah, it really was. Well, Billy, do you have anything else you want to say?
Just thank you to everybody working on this, and then you for asking questions, and then Stacy and them for inviting me and everything. And it's just been a whole lot of fun, and I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, I think Thor, you had a few more things you want to say before we leave.
What do I have to say? Remember, March 7th, you'll see Billy live, if you want, at the Taubman Museum at 11 a.m. It's a 20-minute set with Melissa Holland on vocals and Joel McLaughlin additionally on guitar. So that'll be a lot of fun. And it's a wonderful event all day from 10 a.m. until 3. Billy is a great example of the kind of work that you can do on your own. Billy doesn't play a lot with other people all the time. Right, Billy?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you sit in occasionally,
yeah.
But you're 16, so we don't expect you to be a professional guitarist, even though you sound like one sometimes,
well,
right?
You.
Yeah, but he's just been working on YouTube, as I work on YouTube, as Stacy works on YouTube, because there's some really fantastic instruction on YouTube, and this is only the second time that Billy and I have played together. And just shows you what you can do with some hard work. So congratulations, Billy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank your parents for bringing you out.
Yeah, thanks.
All of them.
Thanks,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All of them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was Billy Justice and the Blues Initiative with Thor and Stacy Haynes. If you want to call in and tell them how great of a job they did, we've got a phone number, 540-231-9888. It's 540-231-9888. If you didn't get to hear their full performance this week, make sure to tune in next Thursday. I'll be rebroadcasting it. Hopefully I can at least. So we'll hear it then also. I'm DJ Jazzy J, and this has been Blues After Hours.